This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News as we start off about a wonderful superstar, an outside linebacker for the Ravens, dead at the age of 26. A lot of my Louisiana folks will remember what a superstar he was at Louisiana Tech. We're going to talk about that. The weather, stupid. Everybody wants to know when it's going to cool down. Do they realize it's summer? Do you all realize it's summer? It's going to be hot once again at the tail end of the week, heading into the weekend. And then, of course, the following week to be a very long one for people because it's a holiday week with July 4th. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks as always for joining us. We have the red carpet rolled out for you. We even vacuumed it today. Whether you're here for the first time or you've been here many, many other times, remember, you can always reach out and touch us. How? Through the miracle of the Internet and the mailbag, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Jalen Ferguson, the Baltimore Ravens outside linebacker, the team announced, has died at the age of 26. Just a simple statement over Twitter. They said he was kind, a respectful young man with a big smile, infectious personality, and boy, could he play. No cause of death has been given, and the family is asking for privacy. At Louisiana Tech, he was such a hot prospect. He was drafted by Baltimore in the third round in 2019. In 38 games with the team, 10 were starts. He had 67 tackles and over 4.5 sacks in 3 seasons. In fact, he caught a nickname. It was Sack Daddy. In college, he broke all the all-time NCAA record for career sacks with 45. So like I said, a Louisiana Tech, I know you remember how talented he was, and it was not a surprise that Baltimore picked him up when they picked him up. We've been talking about this for now probably a week and a half, whether the president was going to call for a 3-month suspension or a 4-month suspension, whatever it was going to be, of the gas tax, the federal gas tax. It looks like President Biden is going to call on Congress in his speech doing that to suspend federal gasoline and diesel taxes until the end of September, and framing the move as a necessary way to provide relief to all of us, that's us, the American consumers, but certainly not enough to resolve the problem of the surging energy prices. He's also going to ask states to take some steps to remove their own taxes on gas and diesel, and he's going to tell oil refining companies, according to the White House, to increase their capacity ahead of their planned meeting with administration officials. So get that done. They're saying get it done now. So if you look at this, all of this mixed into one, it could reduce the price per gallon of gas by maybe, if all those things happen, a dollar, but at least with the federal tax going down, that would probably end up being around 14, 15 cents to most of us. And I mean, look, anything helps, because the current federal tax on gas is about 18 cents per gallon. The federal tax on diesel is 24, because we know that's obviously hitting trucks too. But is it something that's going to be considered just minimal, or is it something that's going to help? Well, with the holidays and 44, 45 million people hitting the road, it will certainly help from that sense. We've seen now the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic and trying to get things on track. Refineries are running at about 90% of their capacity. And remember, it was just this week when the Chevron CEO, Mike Wirth, was furious with the president and said that he should stop criticizing the oil and gas industry and called for a change in approach from the White House, specifically saying your administration has largely sought to criticize and at times vilify our industry, and these actions aren't beneficial to meeting the challenges we face and are not what the American people deserve. So Biden responded when he was asked by reporters later in the day, that was just the other day, what he thought, and he said he's mildly sensitive and said, I didn't know they'd get their feelings hurt that quickly. Well, it's because people are fuming about gas, let's face it. And you know what? There's all kinds of things that are happening thanks to interest rates ticking up too. Like JP Morgan, now they're in the layoff game. They've laid off hundreds of employees in their mortgage division because of the rates spiking. So what comes up must go down. I'm not sure. Think about this. Just months and months ago, people were living large, loving life, house after house after house, writing mortgage after mortgage after mortgage. Now it's stymied. It's stopped. So hundreds of employees laid off. Hundreds of others are going to be reassigned is what they're going to try to do. Apparently, that's what the company says. And we know that the reason why is because of the impact of the shift from the Federal Reserve to what they're calling this inflation fighting mode. And we're going to see those interest rates tick up. Again, it's not over at this point. I mean, mortgage rates are rising at the fastest pace that they have since 1987. The Fed says they have to do it, that we have to be aggressive. It's the only way that we contain inflation. So it's hurting demand for new mortgages and refinancing, too, because refinancing is dramatically decreased. Who wants to refinance when you're not getting a great deal? I mean, that's why you refinance, right? Why would you do that otherwise? Because then you look at the equity picture. So it does stand to reason, and we've already seen this with Redfin and some other companies, that there are going to be layoffs. I'm not really, really surprised by this. All right, I have to put this one in here for fun. When you think of macaroni and cheese, what do you think of? That blue box, the Kraft blue box. So it's been Kraft macaroni and cheese for 85 years. 85 years, which is crazy. I didn't know that it was 85 years old. So now they're going to call it Kraft mac and cheese. Mac and cheese. So get it? It's subtle. All they're doing is taking the macaroni out. It's just mac and cheese. And the reason the company says they're rebranding, just that little change, is it reflects the way people organically talk about the brand. Water cooler buzz. That packaging now is just going to have that new name in August. So it's not going to say macaroni across the front of it because they believe that they're comfort food and that's what people think. And that if it's out there and that's what everybody's calling it, why not just reflect that and rebrand it and call it mac and cheese? Obviously, it's a popular product. There's strong demand for it, but there are some supply constraints, and that's initially cost Kraft more, so they've had to put out letters to suppliers saying that the upward trend in packaging and transportation, ingredients, labor costs, that it keeps on going, that they haven't seen any of these levels in decades, and because of the higher costs, they're going to have to raise prices. So you look at mac and cheese, and why do people get mac and cheese? Because it's cheap, because you want to eat it. It's comfort food, but yes, it doesn't cost you a lot of money. So hopefully they won't raise it too much, which I don't believe that they'll do. But it is interesting. It shows you. We keep talking about the supply chain. We've had people on to give us examples of what's happening, and this is just another example. And we see this a lot with food. And when you go to the grocery store and you ultimately look at the slip when it's all said and done and they're ringing it up and your eyes get bigger and bigger, this is the reason why, because the packaging and everything else in between is going up, up, up. I'll meet you on the flip side.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, America? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh,
the mailbag.
Welcome to the mailbag. It's always full. Remember, 24/7, you get a hold of me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I got this one from Max. He says, what's going on with London? And something I saw on the BBC about polio. You know what? I also caught that during the day. I was looking at the Sun, and it's spreading in the UK, I guess, for the first time in decades. It's so odd to hear that, right? But they're urging children or parents to have their children get jabbed and make sure that's up to date, because they're seeing signs of the virus really being passed between people, between kids, and they're detecting the same bug in samples that they thought they were seeing in April as well. So there are no cases that have been confirmed in the UK, but samples were found in East and North London. So they're saying that it's likely there's been some spread between closely linked individuals, so the cases could be shedding the virus strain in their feces, even. That's what they're talking about. Wow, it's just so odd. I'm glad you asked that. It's so odd to see that, I think, because you don't think of polio, right? The last case of polio that was contracted, I guess, in England, they say, was in 1984. So the country even declared itself polio-free in 2003. Because you got to think about polio. And remember, this was being brought up a lot with COVID, trying to make the comparisons. But before they had a vaccine that came out in the 50s, epidemics would result in thousands of people being paralyzed annually and lots of deaths, hundreds of deaths. I mean, it was a horrible, horrible thing. So even in the Sun, they were printing out ways to know if you had polio. They were talking about sore throats and fever and nausea and headaches and stomach aches and the symptoms and whatnot, but there was some concern over there about that. Absolutely, for sure. Brian says, what's going on with this gas
holiday or tax off or what? I don't understand what's happening. Is the president going to do something about this? Or are we still stuck with the same old up our backsides when we pull up to fill up? Well, the heat is on, of course, because approval ratings are dropping. People are furious. They want to pay less for gasoline. Anything that hits our wallets, we're going to complain about. And the answer to that question is yes, that was laid out on Wednesday in a speech that there is a request to have a 3-month suspension of the gas tax. So what does that mean? There's an 18-cent federal gas tax for the next 90 days. It would be gone. That would give you a little bit of a break. And if states also do that, and there's a couple of other maneuvers that happen, the president is saying it could reduce the price per gallon of gas by a buck. That would be good. I mean, if you're pulling up and it's over five-something, just even in our heads to see that $1 less would be tremendous, right? Here's the thing. Not everybody's on board with this, though, because what does the gas tax do? It's funding for road construction. And would there be a shortfall there? And, you know, so this is not a done deal. This has just been sketched out, requested, all of that. I mean, refineries are constrained. Supply is nearly fully inelastic is what they're calling it. So a few cents here and there, I mean, look, we'll take it. We can scrutinize it all we want, and we can look for scapegoats, but we want a break is the truth of the matter. And obviously you're saying that because you're feeling it just like everybody else. Okay, and then Eric says, you have no idea how lucky you aren't in Texas with triple-digit heat. We have definitely felt it in Brownsville. I listen to you all the time when I can, Kate, and it is just god-awful. Yeah, from, I guess, California all the way to the Great Plains and into the Southeast, there's more than 30 million Americans in at least 15 states that have serious heat alerts going on. And the worst of the latest heat wave in the South, the triple-digit temps, Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio. I mean, really, Texas is getting just crushed. New Orleans as well. Atlanta, you know, the old nickname Hotlanta. It makes sense because there is no relief in sight. If you looked at a map, it would equate to about 65% of us, of all the U.S. population, looking at temperatures above 90 degrees over the next week, and almost 60 million sweltering in temperatures at or above 100. They're even saying Nashville could see 100 degrees on Wednesday for the first time in almost a decade. In New Orleans, I know you're listening to me there, in the great state of Louisiana, all over the place, including there, they're talking about the heat index being as high as 115 degrees this week. And of course, what does the city do? They have to set up cooling shelters. And I was just looking this up. And, you know, on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m., it was already in the 90s in a lot of places in Louisiana. So Louisiana's getting it, Texas is getting it, and a lot of other places are getting it, too. I mean, it's tough. And then you wonder about the grid. I mean, listen, you've got that AC going, and you need that AC, and that's the thing, right? The AC is the thing that we know we can count on, but what happens when you can't count on it? That's why they have the cooling centers, because what happens when people don't have that, or what happens when they can't pay the power bill, or the power's out, or whatever happens with the transformer? But pretty nasty stuff. It is this time of year. You know, we just flipped on the switch of, hey, it's officially summer. And things do seem like they're getting hotter and hotter. And it's also tough, if you look at California, for wildfires. Just one wrong move and that could possibly strike a, you know, even a lightning strike, anything could set off a wildfire. They've had so many problems with fires. And then obviously the temperatures and the drought do not help at all. I mean, at all. I got a couple of people who emailed me, and I saw a little blip about this just the other day, about this plane in Miami. Brian and Bill both were asking about that, you know, what I know about the plane, because you apparently saw it somewhere where you were in a bar, saw a video of it or whatever. But the deal with that is this commercial airplane, the landing gear collapsed when it touched down at Miami International Airport, it caught fire. So passengers and crew had to scramble to get off. You know when you don't pay attention to that? I mean, this was 126 people on board. It was a Red Air flight from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. So it happened at like about 5:30. The gear collapsed and caused a fire. Three people, it's a miracle that that's it, three people had to go to a hospital with minor injuries, but they were treated and released. The plane was jumping and jumping and jumping is what they said. And one of the passengers said, listen, I thought I was going to die. That's what it felt like, because that's what people wanted to know. And a tire burst. It came back up, came back down. The landing was so hard that the entire apparatus was ultimately destroyed, and the belly of the plane is on the ground. So I think what you have there is a miracle. When I look at what that plane looks like now, and Miami International Airport tweeted that the landing gear in the nose of the plane collapsed, and that there were those people on board, but that it was fine. The fire crews were there. They saw that the aircraft was on fire, and they scrambled, you know, immediately. They had the foam trucks that you see, and they did a search to make sure everybody was off the plane, and then they got to deal with what the fuel spillage is, because that's always the second biggest concern, you know, get the people off, and then what happens after that. The plane was an MD-82, so that means they send investigators, and that's where they've been on Wednesday to try to figure out, you know, what happened there. But boy, would that not be scary? Like when the one passenger said it is jumping and jumping and jumping around, to me that is incredibly frightening to think about that. If you're there, I mean, there you are, you're back, you're home, or you're on a vacation, or wherever you're supposed to be, and it's that tail end of the flight where you're just taking a breath, but there was nothing to do but hold your breath, because that had to be a very, very scary moment. And then I got one last thing from Patricia, who said, I don't know if you heard this or not, but Michael J. Fox is one of my all-time favorites, and he's going to get an honorary Academy Award. And yeah, I think it's great. I was just reading a story about him a few weeks ago, that his Parkinson's has really started to get worse, supposedly. So they're going to honor him in the next time around at the Governor's Awards. And a few other people, usually there's a couple of people that they do that for. Remember, he founded the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research in 2000 when he was diagnosed with the disease in 1991. So he's getting a humanitarian award because he's been tireless in advocating for that. So bravo. I think that's a very, very good thing. I loved him as Alex Keaton on Family Ties. All right, stay with us.
About to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Republicans in Congress are ready to take the gavel and investigate President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. This according to Representative James Comer of Kentucky, as more released emails and videos from a laptop Hunter Biden abandoned at a Delaware computer repair shop surfaced. Comer spoke to Newsmax.
We continue to gather evidence, and I've been shocked at the amount of evidence now that we have that shows Joe Biden was, in fact, well aware of many of the shady business dealings and many of the shady business characters that Hunter aligned himself with.
And Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank's battle against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause a recession. You're listening to USA Radio News. Got a light? If so, the cigarette may pack less of a punch, reporter Lance Pry explains.
The FDA is planning to require tobacco companies to reduce the levels of nicotine in cigarettes. The move is a bid to make traditional cigarettes less addictive and cut down on smoking in general. According to the FDA, over 480,000 people die prematurely each year from smoking-attributed diseases.
A man who used his car to run over pedestrians in Times Square has been cleared of responsibility because of mental illness. The verdict came Wednesday at the New York City trial of Richard Rojas. The jury affirmed an insanity defense, claiming Rojas was so mentally ill he didn't know what he was doing during the 2017 attack. It injured 20 people and killed a young tourist. Another hearing is scheduled for Thursday. A federal advisory panel says Americans 65 and older should get newer, souped-up flu vaccines. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
She's back and better than ever. Sandy Ross joins us. You'll remember her from the last time, the conversation we had, and we're going to get back into that, a little bit of a follow-up of her last book. But she's got another one out, Soul of Woman Embraces Heart of Man. And Sandy's got a real heart and a real concern for what's happening out there in the world, and especially what's happening with younger people and what the future is going to look like for them. Sandy, thanks for coming back on.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate. It's wonderful to speak to you again.
So we know that DNA and your history and all that is so important, and that's the big thread in your book. Tell us about, first let's talk about your book, Soul of Woman Embraces Heart of Man, which of course you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. So tell us about that.
Well, it's about my great-grandfather, George Macquarie, and he's on the list of the native title list in the Narrangeri Nation. Narrangeri Nation put about 20 to 30 groups, clans, and my clan I know is Uraldi. And so I was able to have this information to find out about my great granddad, and he just inspired me on a spiritual level. Now I couldn't explain that because most of our Western society, it's about seeing and believing. Well, Wurra Warren, the first book that I wrote, got me on this trail, and Wurra Warren means knowing and believing, and so that is about the Miwi soul. And I'm actually doing teachings now regarding, because as I'm getting older and a lot of our older matriarchs are passing, so I felt, well, I've got to do a bit of training. So I put a small group together, and just to see how it would go, because I'm really concerned with the younger people, I bring in astrology, Chiron, the wound. And the wound for a 20-year-old, which is where my youngest granddaughter is about in Sagittarius. So the wound goes to the gift. Now, going through her journey and her friends and talking to them, they were saying, now we really don't have much hope. And when I looked at the sign that their wound was in, it was in Sagittarius, which is what I am. Sagittarius means justice and truth-telling. So I was thinking, they haven't got any hope with what I'm saying or even what I'm writing about. So there's been a big gap within a whole generation of feeling hopelessness. And with the way that the world is now, I've actually am investigating truth and justice. I had a court action the other day on 15th, and I've got another one now relating to the Department of Child Protection. And I've started up my own private membership association, which I can challenge any government association. Most are concerned with the money aspect and the material. My PMA is Wurra Warren Sacred Law. So I've taken this on a spiritual level. And people have to understand, when you're dealing with spirit, ancestors, God, Jesus and Mary Magdalene, who are my guides, and Archangel Michael, you do not cross them, because if you cross them, you're in big trouble. So since I've been on this journey, I just work with my ancestors and my higher source. So this is why this book is really relevant to the follow-up of Wurra Warren, Where the Wind Blows, because that's where the wind is blowing me. And I'm already starting on my third and probably final book. I usually work with trinities. And, so this is doing with this book. It is the story of my grandfather and my great-great-grandmother's, Wurra Warren, women's business healing that was taken away by the South Australian government. So of course I've got a very big issue with the South Australian government because of my truth telling, and even within my own community, they're not wanting anything from the past brought up. But there are secrets in all the communities around Australia. So South Australia is going to be the one that's going to bring justice to Australia and hopefully the world with concerning traditional people and their lands and their beliefs.
And would it be healthier to clear the air and have that out there so everybody knows the truth?
Oh, definitely. I've been on this journey, Kate. I get so frustrated, and it's a very hard journey because they know, even my own mob. But you see, you've got to realise in the 60s and 70s, when the government wanted to get them from out of the fauna, namesake, they said, oh, we've got to start looking as if we're doing something, you know, and being human in this. In the 60s and 70s, they went out to the communities and offered families. They said, we'll give you this money if you start up how, and we have to bring your culture into our, assimilate your culture. And so they paid off. This is the divide and conquer that happened worldwide. And the divide and conquer saw families going away from the community aspect, which is, the benefit of the communities all working and knowing and supporting each other. This was the divide and conquer. So in Australia, this was where the culture and the assimilation, then the drinking and we lost our culture, you know, and you can't just take a culture away. Imagine if we lost the last war and the Japanese came in and then, no, you can't, we're going to burn all those churches down. You know, it's exactly the same, Katie. It's really It's against a human, you know, it's human degradation.
Oh yes, and you highlight that so well in your books. And what do you hope that people take away from reading any of your books, but reading Soul of Woman Embraces Heart of Man?
Well, I think the rise of the feminine within humanity goes beyond theories, assumptions, and limitations of a manifested patriarchal world of war. You know, people just have to think, why is there always war? There doesn't have to be. It's the patriarch. And like I said, it's not against men, because the feminine in men, most are starting to sort of see where the feminine is wanting to change. And we have to keep at it. We have to, it's like the consciousness raising needs us to think about it, do it. It's like riding a bike. You have to get on, fall off. You have to get on again. And then until you get it, and then it doesn't matter if you don't do it for years, you can get on a bike and ride it. So this is what I'm wanting to get through. And with my books, I've got about 40. So for 40 people that get on my, I've got a website. It's sandyrossbooks.com. Now, I'm just getting into this. I have to get into the technology, because that's the way that we're going. So I've got 40. I'm going to give two of my books at $35 Australian. And then I have a Sandy advocacy service for people who want to email me on this web. And then I can give some a confirmation for any issues that they've got with these changes that we're doing. So I'm trying to be able to put it out there by offering a service, and then do training the younger people to do acupressure points and working with our electromagnetic energy, which is it within everybody. It's within everything. So, Louise Hayes, you know, I go on the metaphysical. People know of her over in the United States. She cured herself from cancer. The power of the mind is absolutely unbelievable. So we have to change the thought, which is chapter 3 in Wurra Warren. So it's a big process, Katie. It's not easy.
No.
Most people just want to go to work, get in, you know, retire at 65, go for a holiday, and then die. You know, that's basically the the patterns that we've been brought up with, you know? Yeah, so that's basically where I'm at, Kate. So,
but it's breaking those patterns, and that's what you do so beautifully. I love that you said it, the power of the mind. And I hope people pay attention, and I hope they get your books. And go to the website, sandyrossbooks.com. A lot of people go to Amazon, that's fine. But also go to that website, and a lot of rows will lead you in some great directions. And I agree with you. It is the power of the mind, because I think it's never too late to do anything. It's only if you give in to that and you follow along sort of like a sheep, which is what a lot of people in positions of power want to see happen.
Yes.
And you know that, yes, and I talked about that off the air.
Yes, exactly. So, look, I'm just so pleased in that, and I really want to be able to come over to America. I love doing basically face-to-face, because that's how we can feel with the body language, and we can pick up the person's soul. But I've got to get into Zooms now, because my ancestors have said, Sandy, hey, we're evolving. Our energy, electromagnetic energy, can travel worldwide. So do not be fearful of you just thinking that you can do this physically. So I'd love to be coming over there and doing some, my first traineeship would only take a weekend, because I keep it very simple. Our mob are very simple, and but it's effective, and you can heal at home. Oh. So that's what I'm trying to get out there, Kate.
Absolutely. Sandy, always a pleasure to talk to you. Sandy Ross, thanks so much for coming on and talking with me, and of course, spreading all this goodwill to the listeners.
Okay, then. Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon again, hopefully, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, bye, nothing.
Bye-bye.
Hey
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
JC Norman is with us. We go to the UK for our conversation with him. Spheres Divide 3, Tragedies of Emotion. We're talking about that, but there's two books before that to set up this story. So, JC, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So what I love that you've done here is you've kind of taken Tolkien, but not really. You set it on its ear and used modern times. And I don't know of anyone really doing that. So explain what it was that had you create this series and what was the inspiration for it and what's so different about it.
Well, it originally started back when I was a kid. I used to have a small paper round, and to pass the time, I would just talk to myself and tell, like, these stories as I went on. And that concept just grew until one day I decided I would start my own proper one and actually start writing it down. I, being a big fan of Final Fantasy throughout the 90s, their like Eastern storytelling as well, mixed with some different shows that I watched growing up with, all created this world that I wanted to make. And yeah, as I mentioned before, originally I wanted to do a quest fantasy, like my favorite stories like The Hobbit and things like that. But I found that a lot of these fantasy stories, they're always set in a European medieval setting. And if it was anything more than that, then it would be science fiction. It would be somehow set in the future. But I wanted to create a fantasy that we always have, but then set it inspired by a modern setting rather than one set hundreds of years ago.
So the modern setting, and taking a modern setting and taking these characters, first tell us about the characters, a couple of your main characters.
Well, of course. Well, the first one would be Val. His story is, he's the driving force of the plot itself. He's really just the character who just wakes up one day and he's got no idea who he is. And he kind of creates a sort of isekai situation where I wanted him to be the character who everyone reading can kind of self-concern themselves with. So as he goes throughout the journey on his adventure, the questions that he asks and the things that he learns, the reader does too. So he creates that point of view which everyone else can connect with. Akali, however, she's grown up in that world. She's on her own pilgrimage, going around different towns where she would gain an element from each one. The concept of that is just where at the end she would fight the elemental lord, the one who already has the title of all of the elements before. So for her, it's a not so much of a competition, but more of a sacred pilgrimage that everyone around them has kind of been conditioned of, apart from Val, who doesn't know anything about the world. So their two journeys together, with Val trying to learn anything about his own past, as well as the driving point of the plot, is he was thrown into this journey just to find information about a black hole, which is outside of the sphere's atmosphere. So his is quite simple in the first book, just literally find the place, find that information needed for this potential catastrophe. But then meeting up with Akali and her pilgrimage, they start, you know, becoming really close friends and the characters around them and trying to point those two plot points in at the same one. And then the last one, he's kind of a special character for me. He was a nameless mute. I originally got the idea from a load of video games that we also just have a silent protagonist. So again, he was a person, because he can't talk so much, especially in a book, you need to portray his own plot things through what he thinks and how he feels. And that itself, being a very low person of the social ladder, I believe that a lot of people connect with him more than any other character. So again, he isn't so much of a third protagonist, but he does have his own thing quite a lot of the story throughout all three books so far.
Wow. So, you know, here you are in Spears Divide, Tragedies of Emotion. Give us a scene from Tragedies of Emotion. We're not going to give everything away, but tell us a juicy scene.
So there was a scene in the third one. So when they come up to a brand new city as well, Akali's kind of familiar with it because she's supposed to go to each town and almost forfeit her life in an attempt to gain the elements from the elementalists that are defending it. But in this place as well, there's more of an arena which has a separate league where the elementalists can cancel or sacrifice their pilgrimage, not gain anymore, and never think to become the elemental lord, but stay within the league within itself. But when she gets there, she finds out that the elemental lord, Zane, who is the antagonist throughout the whole series, has learned of her coming to this place and set it up so that the rules would change for this particular place where the death rule would apply again.
Wow. I'm just processing that in my head.
It's a lot to go through to jump into like the third book immediately, because the problem I found with a lot of people, if they jump in with the third one, they've got two whole books of content to process before they get there.
Right. Well, it's so interesting. What do you hope people take away from reading these books, reading this series, reading this Tragedies of Emotion?
Entertainment, firstly, the same that I've had with the books that I've read, and to also inspire others with their own stories, whether it's just writing, whether for anything that they have in life. You know, I myself see sports stars and all of these people who always say the same message, you know, perseverance. And that part of the story itself has that story going through it. And, so I suppose inspiration in anything that you do and entertainment are the two main things that I want everyone to take from this story.
Did you ever think that you would come up with this? Did you ever think you were going to write and put all these books out into the world?
At first, it seemed like such a long, unreachable dream. I come from a place, Milton Keynes, where as I've grown up, I've known everyone, especially around like the music community. Everyone in my town says they're going to do something, but then they never do. So with my first one, I made sure I kept really quiet about it and not ever said that I was writing at all until I'd already published it. But as I've mentioned, when I was like a child, I would talk to myself and make up these stories. So I've always known I've had a really strong imagination. So it's not that I didn't dream, but I still do. I still do dream to make this my full-time profession and to write.
And in doing that, what's been the most challenging part about writing this book and the others?
Finding the time, firstly, but also to create the certain points in the story, which are so important, and you have to build it up properly, and you have to execute it kind of slowly as possible, and to reread it and go back just to make sure that scene is exactly how you want it to read.
And we want to tell everybody, J.C. Norman's books, of course, Spears Divide 3, Tragedies of Emotion. You can get this book and the other books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And also, you have a great website. Tell us your website.
The website is really just, I've started off with just a Facebook one for now. I've had other previous ones before, but after a while I have to close them after not many people going on them, unfortunately. But I've changed my Facebook one to go over more about myself as an author and put my other books on there rather than concentrating just on the Spears Divide series.
So they can find you on Facebook, and then that's how, which is like a website because it's a landing page of sorts where people can go and find out more.
Absolutely, yeah. The page is J.C. Norman Stories. I put links on there to Wattpad, where some of my other stories have been on there before. So links to all three of the Spears Divide stories are on there. Plus the fourth one, which I've already finished, is on Wattpad as well as like a noir-esque crime drama as well.
All right, so we can go there and get those. What's the most fun, rewarding part of this journey for you?
When someone else reads the book and they come to you and they speak to you like it's, like when you find a TV show that you really like and you find someone else who really likes that and you can talk about it. But when you write your own book, you don't have that because no one else has read it. So when someone else has read it, and like, even if it's someone that I know, and we sit down and they talk about the characters and what they liked about it, that's incredible for me. I wish everyone could feel that sort of excitement for making something which is only in your mind being sort of spoken back to you with enthusiasm as they do with things that they love.
What a good way to put that. What a great way to end this. J.C. Norman, continued success, and thanks for coming on. Keep writing.
Oh, thank you for having me, and congratulations on the success of your show, too.
Thank you. Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books, Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.